A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Beya Chof Gimel Amud Beis, Beya 23b, pagination page 46. Towards the bottom of the page, we have the privilege of starting the new Perek. The Mishnah is four lines from the bottom. By way of introduction, let's mention that in Simen Tav Tzadi Hei, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber and Mishneh Berurah summarize an important law regarding Yom Tov, that even though Meleches Ochel Nefesh, things that are normally Melachas on Shabbos, but they're done for food preparation, are often permitted to be done on Yom Tov. That's the concept of cooking and baking on Yom Tov. It's permitted. However, not everything that's done for food preparation will automatically be permitted. The Mechaber writes, Kitzira, harvesting, Techina, grinding, Sechita, squeezing, making juice, Vitzeda, and trapping, even though they are Meleches Ochel Nefesh, they are forbidden to be done on Yom Tov. So that, for example, you'd be allowed to do shechita on the animal on Yom Tov, but you wouldn't be allowed to do the tzod, the trapping initially of the animal. There's discussion whether this prohibition and restriction on Meleches Ochel Nefesh is the Oraisa or the Rabbanon. But whatever it is, the reason that's given and why Meleches Ochel Nefesh, as much as it's permitted, is restricted when it comes to these types of things, is because these things are done harbe bepa'am achas, a lot, all at once. So one dimension, of course, is, so if it's done a lot, all at once, so kindly do it before Yom Tov, and there's no reason to do it on Yom Tov. It's the type of thing we grind and make flour enormous amounts. But the reason that's also given is that if we allowed you to do such a thing, such as harvesting your field, so then yitored kol hayom ba'avodoso, it would be a slippery slope where person is allowed to do something that's normally done in large quantities. Once he starts doing it, he's going to end up doing very large quantities and he'll forget it's Yom Tov. He won't spend time on Yom Tov anymore. He'll spend time on the harvesting. And therefore, it's only things like lisha va'afia, kneading the dough, baking the dough, that are things that are considered l'tzorech achila b'yom tov. And therefore, we look at our Mishnah, which describes a restriction regarding the malacha of tzod, trapping, which is one of the things that the Mechaber brought in summation, a limitation on Meleches Ochel Nefesh regarding yom tov. So the Mishnah says, Ein tzodin dogim min ha-bivorim b'yom tov. You're not allowed to trap fish from their reserve or fish pond on Yom Tov. Ve'ein nosnim l'fnei mizonos. And likewise, you're not allowed to put food in front of them. And the reason, Rashi explains, is because our basic tzod trapping is not permitted. You should do that before Yom Tov. And you could leave the fish in its trap in the water so that the fish doesn't spoil. But it should be already trapped and not still swimming around, because as long as it's still swimming around, it's not yet considered trap. It could still elude you. and that would be considered trapping it on Yom Tif. As far as the food, the feeding issue, so Rashi points out that the only time that we would allow feeding is if it's mizonoson alecha, if you're responsible for feeding it. Aval dogim, Rashi says, five lines up, ef shalohem below mizonos, the fish do fine without being fed. And he describes how they manage to find their food in this pond, and they're doing just fine. It's interesting that Tosfos argues on Rashi and says that the issue here is not the tseida, but it's domi liktsira. It's like harvesting, because you're taking the fish out from its place of growth. Now, the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Yudalid, in Simen Tuf Tzadi Zayin, mentions that if you would have a teva b'mayim, a box within the water, then he says it makes sense that you'd be allowed to take the fish out on Yom Tif, because it's considered to have already been caught. Likewise, from Rashi, Rashi says, v'yanechenu b'mitzudaso b'mayim v'lo yomos ulamachar yitlehu, that if you leave it in its net, in the water, so that it doesn't die, tomorrow you'd be allowed to take it. You're clearly harvesting the fish from its water on Yom Tif, and that seems fine. Why is it that we're not concerned with this statement of Tosfos, the domi liktsira? Why do they argue on this and say it's not considered like harvesting? So the Mefarshim point out two things. One approach could be that fish are not gidulei karka. They don't grow from the ground. And the concept of kotzer is limited to something that grows from the ground. Another angle that we can take is that, forget about whether it's gidulei karka growing from the ground or not. Even if kotzer would be not gidulei karka, but fish are in a very unique position. When you're harvesting them from their location, which is water, fish are not gidulei mayim, nurtured by the water. They don't eat the water as their nutrition. Perhaps there's hydration there, but that's not its nutrition. When you have a cow, for example, it's a gidulei karka. It eats the grass that's coming from the ground. Fish eat different things in the water. They're not gidulei mayim, and they're not really gidulei karka either. And therefore, the concept of kotzer would not apply to them. And that's what we see from this Rashi and from the suggestion of the Mishnah Brura, that if you'd have a teva, if you'd have this little box and the fish would be in it, then you would be allowed to take them on Yom Tif. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.